Every corn dog fair and rodeo, and sold out every basketball arena. Like to get down with my boys in Afghanistan and Baghdad City too. I am a red, white, and blue blood graduate of Honky Tonk.
Toby Keith could be the dean of Honky Tonk University. The album's title song was inspired by his own life, acknowledging where he began singing many years ago in his grandmother's nightclub on the Arkansas-Oklahoma border. Honky Tonk U is Toby's ninth studio album and his fourth to debut at number one on Billboard's Country Albums chart. Toby wrote or co-wrote all 12 of the tracks for his new CD. When asked what he wants listeners to get from his songs, Toby says,
people tend to overanalyze what the guts of a song say when they just, if they take the thing and the concept and grasp it and put their own, apply it to their life. That's what they do. That's what music does a lot of times.
Among the guests who appear on Honky Tonk University are former members of the late Waylon Jennings Band and one of Toby's biggest musical influences, Merle Haggard. Haggard joins him in the studio to record She Ain't Hooked on Me No More, one of nine songs Toby wrote with his longtime songwriting partner, Scotty Emmerich.
For years she had it real bad. I was the only addiction she ever had. Her love made me so high, but I abused it. And here I sit all alone tonight, whiskey on the rocks and more cigarettes to light, holding on to everything I got left, hoping I don't lose it. She ain't hooked on me no more. She ain't hooked on me no more. The one thing that always hurt her the most is the one thing she finally quit fighting for. She ain't hooked on me no more. She ain't hooked on me no more. Picking up all my bad habits again. She's letting one go.
There are no political anthems on his latest collection, unlike some of Toby's albums released following the 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States. He showed his strong support for our military troops in songs like American Soldier and the controversial hit Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. Toby spent the first 6 years of his recording career on Mercury Records. His first single, Should Have Been a Cowboy, flew to the top of the country chart. Many other hits followed, but Toby grew more and more frustrated by the label's control. In 1999, Mercury executives rejected his album, How Do You Like Me Now?
They wanted me to be Nashville's poster boy. Should Have Been a Cowboy was such a non-confrontational, middle-of-the-road, easy mark for them that they said, hey, here comes our newest, latest, greatest flavor of the month. And when I finally reached a point where it was too late to be their poster boy and I was through compromising, I finally said, you know what, I'm the captain of my ship and it's sinking.
Toby first took control of his career by switching to DreamWorks Records, which is run by his producer, James Stroud. The label released How Do You Like Me Now and Toby's next three multi-million selling albums. Since moving to DreamWorks, Toby has sold more than 15 million albums in the United States. Toby recently performed his third USO tour, visiting troops in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, Germany, Belgium, and the Middle East. A live segment from his show in Mosul was shown during the May 17th Academy of Country Music Awards. Toby will spend the next 3 months promoting his new album on his Big Throwdown 2 tour. Country star Leanne Womack and Shooter Jennings, son of the late country legend Waylon Jennings, will join him on the outing. When asked about his future plans, Toby says he'd like to branch out into other creative areas, including Hollywood. He says, I've wanted to be involved in soundtracks for years. If you give me a direction, I can be very creative and probably at my best. Toby is also entertaining the idea of starting his own record label when his contract with DreamWorks expires. From Honky Tonk University, here's Toby Keith with his current hit, As Good As I Once Was. I'm Mary Morningstar.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.